Of all the lawmakers charged with political misconduct more than 3 years ago, Jensen was the only one to fight his case all the way to a jury trial. That meant that for the past 3 weeks, the public heard all about it. Legislative staffers and lobbyists gave firsthand accounts of working in what prosecutors have called Jensen's secret state-funded campaign machine. To the juror's eye, and to the media, the former Republican Assembly Speaker remained poised to the very end, even as his own guilty verdicts were read aloud. Afterward, a collected Jensen offered the press a brief statement.
Scott, how do you feel about this trial?
I just want to thank all of our family, my friends, and my constituents for the incredible support that they've given me over the years. My family and I will be deeply grateful to them forever. They have been amazing with their prayers and their support over the last few years. The only plans I have at the moment are to go home and hug my wife and kids.
Jensen will likely be sentenced in early May. The same goes for Republican aide Sherry Schultz, who was on trial with Jensen. Schultz was also found guilty of a felony for fundraising on state time. Attorneys for both claimed throughout the trial that it's impossible to separate legislative work from campaigning. That argument failed in earlier appeals. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says these 12 jurors were not buying it either.
These were people who probably 3 weeks ago didn't know very much at all about Scott Jensen or the capital corruption case. And, you know, they examined this in great detail and rendered a very strong verdict. So yeah, I mean, the line was clear to normal citizens, you know, and it should be clear to the people who work in the Capitol.
Heck says that makes the case even more significant than those of other lawmakers who reached plea deals. The public may not have heard the last of Jensen's case. It's possible Jensen attorney Stephen Meyer could appeal. Meyer would not say much to the press after the verdict.
You guys are trying to look into the crystal ball, and right now I'm concerned about my client and his family, and that's more important in the scheme of things than anything else.
It's unclear on what grounds any appeal would rest. Meyer did at one point move for a mistrial, saying Jensen couldn't see his accusers on the witness stand from his seat in the courtroom. Meyer also claimed before the trial began that Jensen was a victim of selective prosecution by District Attorney Blanchard. Meyer contended that Assembly Democrats performed the same acts as Jensen, but Blanchard, a fellow Democrat, never charged them. But Blanchard says his office is finished with this investigation.
We're aware that these are large cases, that the court system has other cases that it has to worry about too. So we set priorities, and I think we've now completed our work in these matters.
All that's left for Blanchard is to suggest a sentence for Jensen. He gave no tips as to what that suggestion might be. While Jensen could serve up to 16 years in prison, lawmakers who reached plea deals on related charges got jail sentences of just 6 and 9 months. But they ultimately admitted their guilt, which Jensen, up to this point, has not done. Blanchard says that's a factor in sentencing.
In every case, whether it's a drunk driving case or a theft case or any other criminal case, we do ask judges to consider, and judges do typically consider, the degree to which someone's shown remorse, acceptance of responsibility for any misconduct they've committed.
After the verdict was read, Blanchard called it a sad day for democracy. Common Cause's Jay Heck called it sobering. Clearly, it is devastating to Scott Jensen, a lawmaker who cut his teeth in politics digging post holes for campaign yard signs and had dreams of one day becoming governor. He'll soon have to vacate the Waukesha State Assembly seat he's held since 1992. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.